Tyler, you were clinically dead 9 months ago. But you survived. You fought your way back. You just have to find out why.
Welcome back to the National Defense Network. It's Randy Miller, and he's back. I'm talking about Tyler Rake, the Black Ops for Hire Specialist in Extraction 2. Chris Hemsworth and director Sam Hargrave join us here on the National Defense, and it's now on Netflix. Guys, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
This is great stuff. If any indication from the New York premiere last night, this thing is going to be another gigantic hit. People are crazy.
We've both been to a lot of premieres, and that felt kind of top of the peak for me. As far as the audience immersion, the reaction, the cheers, the edge of the seat, you know, everyone's glued to their seats.
Right.
And emotionally invested. And I had only watched the film, you know, I'd watched a lot of the edits with Sam and the post-production and mostly on my laptop, you know, just so to sit with an audience and really get the read, the instant gratification and response, pretty fantastic.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you about that. When you watch a film with people that are watching it for the first time, are you checking to see if they're cheering in the right sections, actions, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're sitting there with your, like, your...
You're sort of like this, getting, like, looking at him, and then very quickly loosened up and thought, okay, cool, we're in here.
Right. That's so cool. Well, and you know, for you, Sam, I mean, you're a former stunt guy, and I just wondered, I looked at your stunt reel, by the way, from I think 2011.
Yeah.
You're also a badass.
Oh, well,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
That was also in 2011, so.
Well, I just wonder for you, Chris, when you were working for this guy and you know the stuff that he's done, does it make you, are you intimidated when you're doing the stunts, or are you more comforted?
Inspired. You know, there's nothing he's ever asking me to do that he hasn't done before or wouldn't do in the moment. And so there's a confidence and a great amount of trust there that it's, you know, the safety measurements have all been taken to assure it's going to be, as pain-free as possible. Always a risk at times when things go wrong. But that's what I've loved this collaboration is I don't think there's anyone better who understands action and movement, but also capturing that action in the right way, where to put the camera. And so it's kind of leads by example. We all try and keep up.
Well, because if you can't do something, Sam, you're going to jump right in.
Sam
there,
will
right?
do it. Oh, like, put the wig on and off you go. Probably hold the camera as well. Selfie style.
We have a huge audience of active duty military veterans and their families. And I know, you know, with the Black Ops and especially with Extraction and Extraction 2, did you guys have any kind of consultants from the military or kind of training partners?
We did, yeah, very much so. Because authenticity was super important for us, right?
Sure.
We're kind of trying our best to make the movie for the 2% who do realize what you're doing. Now, there's obviously, and you know, disclaimers that certain choices that we make are, you know, in favor of drama or sensationalism or, you know, Hollywood, a twist on some things that you might not do in a real combat situation. But we try to have real combat veterans present so that they can check us, because we are trying to be authentic and be as truthful as possible, because that's what we're seeking as artists, is truth in the moment for whoever this character is. And his background lends itself to needing to be overseen by people who've been there and done it.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, grade A from our audience
in terms of
authenticity and getting it right. And it is important to them as well.
Yeah.
And I just did an interview with a team called Project Dynamo that are former military defense contractors, and they went back into Afghanistan to extract interpreters and some other. I mean, so, man, they get it. And I mean, that's why such fans of the, but this movie almost didn't happen, right? I mean, in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, you never know, right? Because after that, you don't know. We put that movie out, the first movie out during the pandemic, and you never know how people are going to respond. But then when they did,
we had started in Australia originally. And then due to sort of the situation, COVID lockdown, we had to pivot and move to Prague, the Czech Republic. And And thank God we did, because the aesthetic and visual imagery in this film is such a contrast to the first film.
Right.
I think it adds a very fresh element to it. But, you know, what you see on our face again, the sort of, you know, the sweat, the exhaustion, that, you know, your face is flush red because it's freezing, and all of that is real and it's caught in camera.
Yeah.
As opposed to if we had a shot in Australia on a soundstage in Hollywood or something, you know, you got makeup and everyone's trying to make you look like you're exhausted.
Sure.
But this was, we're living and breathing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were on fire.
I was on fire. Yeah.
I mean, the 21-minute escape scene was just so incredible. And I think you said it took 6 weeks to shoot that.
Yeah, we had 29 days to shoot that, and it was insane. I mean, that's the shooting part of it. Rehearsing was 4 or 5 months of designing it, conceptualizing, and then get the actors there to rehearse. And as we went through those 29 days of shooting, you know, he's rehearsing after we shoot for 12, 14-hour days. He's going with the stunt team, and he's asking. He's saying, hey, guys, I want to go over this again.
Wow.
Because he wants to get it right. He's seeking truth and authenticity in all that he's doing.
And at one point, you carried a young girl around for the entire movie.
That might have been the hardest part.
That was when my back, like, yeah. I had a physio.
That made my back hurt just watching that.
I had a physio there, and I'd been seeing him just to sort of make sure, you know, preventative measures. And I did that sequence, and we must have did 20 takes.
We did a lot.
And I was doing the sort of like, no, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just, you know, Sam's leading the charge. He's running with the camera. I don't want to comply. Another take. And then by the end of it, the next day, I went and saw my physio, and he was like, whoa, what have you done? Everything locked up. Your hips are out of line. And shit. And Sam's like, why didn't you tell me? And I was like, I don't know, man. I wanted to make you proud. I didn't want to be the one calling quits. So
it's so good, man.
Yeah, this guy never quits.
Huge
never
deal. Quit. Extraction 2 is on Netflix. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate
we'll be right
it.
Back here on National Defense Network.